Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media following joint practice with the Commanders.
I want to start by just saying, you know, life is really real, I would say. And, you know, being 27 years old, all of my teammates younger than me, older than me, you never think about a guy that just was in the league playing with a guy. Life could end so soon, you know. To Alex Collins, he was a funny teammate. I think he made everybody laugh. But I just want to encourage everyone, whoever's listening, you know, just tell your people you love them, you know, because you just never, you truly never know. So I just wanted to say that. And, you know, a lot of prayers to Alex Collins and his family.
What does stick out in your mind from those 2 years that you
played with? You know, for me, it was actually it was kind of crazy, his journey for me. So we were both running down on – he was on the practice squad. We were both running down on scout kickoff. Fast forward to however many weeks later, he was about to have like 1,000 yards rushing. So it was kind of a very ideal story for, you know, a lot of times, you know, a practice squad guy might not think he'll be starting running back in the same season. But to kind of see that journey for him, it was definitely a surreal – I'm sure it was a surreal feeling for him, but also it was like – you really can start low and get to where you want to be after already getting drafted earlier, going to the bottom, and then coming back. So a lot of up and downs, but, you know, it can happen. He looked pretty comfortable. That was kind of my – I didn't know if it was going to be him or Brissett going with the ones. But I know they got some speed out there, receiver for sure, but he looked really comfortable. I think he's second year guy, I think, but he looks really comfortable back there in the quarterback.
So Washington has some really good wide receivers, as you're mentioning. So do the Ravens. Do you feel like practicing against your own guys here the past couple of weeks kind of helped prepare you for them?
Yeah, it did. I think we were definitely very well prepared. I don't think there'll be many teams that'll be able to have as much depth at the wide receiver position as we have. So, you know, unless you got five legit guys, it's going to be. That's kind of what you want. You want the best competition you face to be your own team, and you want the best. We want to be the best DBs our wide receivers face as well. So it's a give and take. But obviously Terry and Samuel and Dotson, those guys are legit. So it was some really good work today. Yeah, to me, this is actually – you know, kind of almost better than preseason. It's obviously – it's much harder to tackle without going to the ground. And then you're covering, you know, elite guys, you know, every single play doing – you're 3rd and 1s. You're putting in good position, good and bad position. So I think for a lot of guys, me, Roquan, Marcus, we're kind of taking these days as these are 2 preseason games, not knowing how much preseason action we'll see. But, you know, I think joint practices is some of the best work you can really get.
First hour looked pretty friendly out there. Second hour, a little less so maybe. What's it like when you're out there? Is that the heat, the competition, the intensity ramping up?
Yeah, I think it was just hot outside. I think it was hot outside. It gets chirpy. But like I said, it gets really intense in these practices. I think there was a little – I think we were all just discussing some stuff in that big huddle that was going on the field. And then I looked over on the offensive field. It looked like they were having some – discussions about the weather tomorrow as well. So practices can always get chirpy, but I think it was really good that it didn't turn into a big, gigantic brawl. Just got heated and then kind of died down, which shows a lot of maturity on both teams.
Have you guys tried to be more physical in training camp this year?
Last time we were really physical, it was a reflection of Harbs. He told us some stuff. I'm not going to get too into detail, but Roquan and PQ didn't like us so much, so that was that. That was a training camp day when guys were getting tackled. But going against the Commanders, always, obviously, you can be a little more physical because it's not your guys. So that's definitely been a point of emphasis to get a little bit more physical. And obviously not game physical, but as physical as you can be.
Two more from Marlon.
Marlon, you've seen before this in training camp, you've seen a lot of Lamar and Odell, those connections. Where do you feel at this point, where does that kind of connection, that rapport between those guys?
I think it's been really good. I think, you know, based off the discussions me and Odell have had, whatever this means, he said, you know, I'm not going to do to you what I would do to guys in a game. So he's done some kind of bad stuff to me, actually. So that's a good thing that there's more in the tank there. But I think that connection is going to be sweet. I'm really excited for those two guys to, you know, make some big things happen. You know, I see us having at least 2,000-yard receivers this year. So whatever two guys that'll be, I'm excited for it. But like I said before, we got guys at the wide receiver position. And then Mark Andrews, that's just a given. So you don't even got to talk about that. But, you know, I think we got a really strong core there.
I know you were in coverage most of the time, but did you have a sense for Agafe's big day as a pass rusher?
Yeah, him and Jabo, man, they've been looking really good. I think, you know, there's, you know, been some reports about who we might get in the pass rush here, there, whatever. But I know as far as depth, we do need that. But I think we got some guys that can really rush the passer, which makes my job a lot easier. So, yeah, I think rush and coverage working together. You know, sometimes I'm going to get beat. I need the coverage to come. Sometimes I'm going to have to cover forever to help the guys get the rush. So it kind of works hand in hand. But, you know, those two guys have really kind of taken some strides. I'm ready to see them, you know, do it on Sundays and kind of be able to come household names for themselves.